Blog Talk Radio.
Dutch Body Radio. Life back to dust, dust. Dutch Body Radio. You need to tune in to Dutch Body Radio. Life back to dust, dust. Dutch Body Radio.
Life back to dust, dust. Dutch Body Radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow,
you need work in your career. Steady J hold the title. When I bet, when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock and Samori, Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust. Music was with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. This is your boy Steady J, and man, we got another exciting show for y'all. Y'all know how we do it every Monday and Wednesday. Every Monday is a hot after dust show, and then every Wednesday on Life of the Dust Live, we bring you the Hump Day After Dust. But instead of hearing it from me, why are we here for one of my good friends? Because I know y'all love to hear it from him.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump Day?
Yeah. All right, now we're officially in the building. And every hump day, we also remind you guys of a very special public service announcement that if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. Yes, if you're going to do it, please do it responsibly. Don't act crazy. You know, make sure the person, you know who you're doing it with. Don't just be doing it with just any old body, and you ain't have no idea what they've been doing. And you don't ever know. You need to get them checked out anyway, so check yourself out. All right, so on today's show, you know, of course, we always bring out some of the hot mess, hot music, all that good stuff. But also, a lot of times we bring you hot interviews, too. On today's show, we got Maximus Music going to be in the building today. And she's going to be sharing some very good tips. It's going to be what I can call an edutaining show because she's going to be talking about the music industry as far as having the correct recording and sound quality to get radio placement and more. And also, y'all know, when you come and get interviewed on this show, you know you're going to deal with my crazy behind, too. So you're going to deal with some of the crazy stuff I might come at you with. So you definitely can't wait to chop it up with him here on the show in a bit. But also, before we get into that, we're going to give y'all some of the news, a hot mess and a hot news. So first, let's start because I like to give you a little bit of good news first. So let's first off. Let's give Drake in the game a hand first, because they did something that Lisa Ray definitely can congratulate them. And that's Drake in the game. They donated to an Ohio mom who lost 5 kids in the fire. According to the reporting, this is from CBS News, rappers The Game and Drake plan to donate $22,500 to help an Ohio woman pay for the funerals of her 5 children and boyfriend who died in the mobile home fire. A spokesperson for the family said the gang called the fast food restaurant where the woman works on Tuesday and asked what he could do to help her. Anna Angel's 5 children and her boyfriend were killed early Sunday when a fast-moving fire tore through their mobile home in Tiffin, about 50 miles southeast of Toledo. Angel, who was 30, was working at Burger King at the time and raced home on her bicycle when she learned of the fire. The funeral for the children is scheduled for Thursday. The Toledo Blade reports the children range in the ages from 1 to 6 years old. It's just never right when they leave the earth early, the gang said in a phone interview Wednesday with the Associated Press. They shouldn't make casts that small. The dream said he told Angel's boss that he and Drake each wanted to donate $10,000 and asked what else he needed. When the rapper was told that Angel did not have a car, he added $2,500 more to the donation from the producers of his reality show, Married in the Game. Neighbors said after the fire that Angel's only transportation was her bicycle and that she was even seen riding with her children behind in a bike trailer for kids. Wow. I mean, it weighed against my life, he said. And I can only imagine how difficult it is now. So I'm just going to give you a little bit, you know, everything was going on with that. You know, in the game, he started, he also started a charity, the Robin Hood Project. And thing is, man, I can't stress enough how important it is as an artist. You know, we talk a lot of trash with the artists, but I like to give you the good and the bad because sometimes they do some crazy stuff, but sometimes they do some extraordinary stuff. In this case, it was definitely extraordinary, and I definitely want to big up both of them because it's a very good move. And artists, I definitely suggest, don't wait, because a lot of people want to wait till Christmas and stuff. Don't wait till Christmas just to do things. Try to do something year-round, man. Look, you see opportunity, take it. Take the opportunity and look out for people. You know, you never know. When you got it, make sure you look out because you never know. You might not have it. So big up to them, and that's a big part of you being an artist. Make sure you take responsibility, help out others. I mean, other news, because, you know, on this show, we can't give y'all the good without the bad. So let's give y'all a little bit of the bad, man. R&B singer Keisha Cole is having a marital crisis after her husband allegedly got another woman pregnant. Ooh, y'all know we got to give him on that one. That's just something we don't go for. And shout out to JDS Certified Inc. in the building. I see you. Oh my God! Now let me go ahead and go into more of this. This, you know, a Keisha Cole song about to come from this one. You know how Keisha Cole does it. All right, so let's find a little more of what's going on there, because wow, you know, they had the reality show about how perfect they were and this, that, and the other. And for this to happen, you know, it was crazy. Not only was he smashing the chick, he was getting her pregnant. All right, so me at TechAd.com spoke with a rock solid snitch who told him that Keisha Cole and her hubby, Daniel Gibson, are on very shaky ground in their marriage because Keisha Cole found out that Daniel had been with another woman and she was claiming to be pregnant. The insider who spoke on the condition of anonymity, told MediaTakeout.com it was a real scandal and that Keisha and her hubby are trying to work things out. But the insider explained it's hard and that the insider is apparently a friend with Daniel's ex jump off. They wish, and you know, everybody's wishing them and missing them the best and whatnot. And know how everything is crazy. And the interesting thing is, you know, she's showing them she forgives them, but you know, there's going to be a song coming out of this. You know, everybody can't wait to see a song out of this. You know how Keisha Cole do it. So, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to a song break, and then we come back. We're going to possibly get ready to get into our interview. Look, y'all ready for that? I know y'all ready for that, right? All right, that's it. All right, so this song we're going to play now is, you know, since we are today, is about being industry standard and make sure your sound is perfect. We're going to go ahead and go to an artist who definitely got some nice sound. This is Khalil Thomas, and this is Ride, and we'll be back.
And I ain't trying to be offensive, but when I'm trying to score, I need assist from you. And when your girl's ass tell them play the game, guess who? No sub tweets, just gripping sheets, hitting your peak when you belong to me. Cause the city too small and my name too known. Last thing I need is somebody to say something wrong. Wanna be with me? Gotta know I love my privacy. Keep it 100. You ain't never got a lot of me. Soon as I see you slipping, girl, you tripping. Script gets to flipping. See, even though I'm messing with you, I don't really need you now. Settle up and let freaking Klee please you, girl.
We don't need that shit. Rich love and passion, man, I breathe that shit. I breathe that shit. Let me know how you want, how you feeling. Only if you're down for the night, keep it real. I can take you higher while we blessing those sinners. Man, you already know what we dealing with. Cause for this, this is it. And I really wanna make this happen, girl. We can keep it low key, everybody asking, girl. And the night just feels so live. Yeah. Turn you down to.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through the Dust Spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dust with Taryn Lamond, Jakisa Moore, and my boy, Seti J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that, Entice Diamante. And we're back in the building, man. We're going to bring him to the show now. Very, very, very. They call him the super producer. Some people call him Mr. Podcast. Some of them call him the owner of Maximus Music. I want everybody to welcome to the show, Life of Dust Live for the first time, and all you don't know what you're getting yourself into. My boy Albert Parker in the building. What's up?
Hey, that's right. How you doing, man? How you doing?
Good, man, you know, eating healthy over here, feeling good, looking good, you know, that's how we do it.
All right.
You know, what's going on with you, man? I know you're over there holding down North Kekalaki, man, you know. Every time I think of North Carolina, I'm going to take my shirt and wave it up in the air and get live.
No, I'm trying to do my part, man, You know, it's time to stop being so silent about situations and, you know, a few things that we've been, you know, doing here to help, you know, p- pushed along the state also, you know. So, you know, it's time to talk about it.
Yes, sir. I'm putting some of that on blast right now. So,
yes, sir.
Most definitely, first off, man, kind of give everybody a little background. Let everybody know who you are a little more and, like, what was that first point in your life that actually led you into getting towards doing the music industry in the first place?
Well, can you hear me good?
Yes, I can.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, first of all, once again, my name is Ira Parker, super engineer / producer. And we can start it off real simple. First of all, I always tell everybody this. I'm five generations of my family in music, so this is nothing I just decided to up and do. This is something that runs in our blood. It's literally something that's the reason why we, besides God and my family, of course, you know, this is what makes me wake up, how I can breathe, how I can go to sleep, how I eat. It's not just something I just said, I'm just going to do it. This was something that's been in me for pretty much since I was born, man, originally from Jacksonville, North Carolina. And since then, you know, I can say all the way up until now, I'm just blessed, man. I have probably up to now, I probably have mixed well over 12,000 records. I've assisted numerous distribution deals and a couple of production deals. I have been blessed to be able to work with clients or artists with Warner Brothers Music Group back in 2002. I did some side work for Interscope. I've been chosen to do plenty of mixed features, like when artists go out and grab features or they'll grab industry features, I usually get a lot of the good top picks. Simply from featured records from Rocco, Slim from 112. I've worked with Tretch from Naughty by Nature, Waka Flocka, Travis Porter. A good friend of mine is DJ E Stud, which is 2 Chainz DJ. He's put me on a lot of situations where I got a lot of work done. I've worked with Kilo, who was one of the main producers for the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Man, I can keep going. I've records with Hell Rail with Dipset. I've engineered a record or two for CTE's Blood Raw, Rico Barino. Teeny, back when he wasn't called Teeny. I can keep going, man. It's just been a blessing. My studio, we have a name for being, we're having our own, I'll say, sound. We have our own rare sound, you know. A lot of people come up to because they're ready to either they already have a budget in the game or they're ready to step up and do the proper procedure to step up. And you know, we can go from there, honestly, man. I don't want to take too much time up, but, you know, we can go from there. It's a little bit of history about me right there.
Okay. And hold on just a second. From bringing to my co-host, one of my co-hosts, the most is in the building, too. So she's going to be, grill you, too. That's how we both do it. What's up, Terry?
What's up? What's going on, everybody?
Yo.
Yeah, so what I want to talk about, Nick, is you talked about some stuff in there that I'm definitely going to hit, because I like to grill people and really go in. So first off, you know, one of the monikers you go by is super engineer. A lot of times, most people that go by those monikers, they usually do live up to them, because we had some people that came through here before that called themselves the super producers. And they definitely lived up to their name.
Here's the funny thing. I was never given any of my names on my own terms. Those were names that were given to me. I probably didn't agree with most of them.
so you're a very humble person, basically.
I mean, really, let me just be honest, man. Yeah, here's the difference between me, you know, and, you know, I'm an everybody person. I hang with all types, all different races. From rich, stinking rich, to guys who are just on the come up, I mean, I'm an everybody person. I never put myself as a character or a category. That's what I've been thrown into. And man, to be honest with you, when I was Warner Brothers, they gave me, when I was working with Warner Brothers Music Group and the artist L.I.V.E. at the time, I was given the name Demon L, man. And I'm like, what? Because they said I was so vicious on the boards, and people kept saying, man, that's so vicious. Yo, it's almost devilish. I'm like, I ain't with the devil, though. You know, no offense. But, you know, you know, then I tried to shorten it. And I was like, hold up, bro. Can we say the Deem? How about we make it an acronym? D.E.M. Divine Entity of Music. Boom, the Deem. Cool. I ran with it. And then after a while, I got tired of the nicknames and people, Studio Ninjas. And you want dudes like Studio Ninja. Look how he be flipping the boards. And I was like, look, man.
Seriously, dude, I'm telling you.
Were you
coming in like, you had the ninja gear on coming to the studio or something?
Yo, don't even get mad and do a rhyme. you know, I'm just playing. But seriously, you know, and the thing about it is, the goal behind what I do, it's about a true passion. You know what I'm saying? Whether you are industry, whether you're on the come up or you have a budget, you're trying to be industry, we still give you the same treatment, man. We really work with your records. We don't just hit a button. We literally go in, we take the time to make your music sound right. And to be frankly honest with you, you're dealing with a bunch of nerds. I mean, we literally modify nothing in our system or studio is factory. We modify everything. I got parts I've ordered from France. I've got parts I've sent off to get remade from Australia. I got a monster I'm working on right now for my clients because I feel like I couldn't be here if it wasn't for them. I'm literally building a custom, and I'm not going to tell everybody all the parts so they can try to figure out what I'm doing. But I'm literally
doing it. Sorry, you know, if you were over there, you have to be right now. They got like a little grocery list over there. Okay, hold on. Say that a little bit louder.
Thank you.
But, you know, it's more than just saying we do this. We're really passionate about it. It's all we do, 24/7, you know. And that's just it. And we also educate people, educate the clients when they come in so they're not just paying for the money. Well, I wish I had somebody that could walk with me back when I was trying to go through these stages and I was trying to jump on the hottest records, the hottest projects of the industry, and I'll get missed, or it was politics, and I had to find my way back from another state because I had no money to get back. It was years ago. I didn't have nobody point me the direction, you know, to tell me what's the best way to take or give me some advice. If you're serious, yeah, I'll rock with you. But if you're doing this for a hobby, straight up, man, we won't even take your money because it's like this. We're going to work on your record like it's the end of the day living, man. And we feel like if you go on that hard about your record, we'll go on that hard with you. And we can find avenues and platforms to help you really get up out of here. Because we're known to have a helicopter platform and get people up out of here. And that's proven fact. We literally just assisted, along with JDS Certified. Go check out JDSCertified.com. Oops. And they literally help us assist already three different distro deals from Universal Music Group already in the last 2 months. And it's just insane. You know, we really can help you take your work to the next level, you know.
You know, it's crazy because, what I'm noticing a lot these days, there's people like you, there's producer Carl Solo came to the show before. And, you know, he was like, I just listened to y'all just going up for recent interviews that, y'all have this extensive list of people y'all work with. Y'all have all this, you know, have a lot of hard work y'all work with, but y'all still humble and really, you know, it's a dying breed of people who put out quality stuff but not trying to, you know, burn these artists out. Because there's a lot of people that's like, I know if I want to get, you know, these artists really want to get on, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to rip them off. So I can get some money real
right.
quick, and I'm gonna get ready today. They ain't got nothing left for them. It's like y'all are like humble people that's really looking out for the artists.
Right, right. And, you know, the thing about it is people gotta understand, man. To really be successful, you have to network, and when you network, you need to network properly. Because the thing about it, the next person you network, if they have something that can help you out, you need to shred it off. You need to trade off.
Because at the end of the day, how these other states are making so much noise and progress is because when they're networking, they're not burning bridges with each other. They're joining forces. Hey, man, I helped you do that. Hey, matter of fact, now what can you, you know, matter of fact, what can you help me with? It's like a trade-off situation. My whole thing is we are, as of now, no paper signed or nobody. I'm not, you know, I'm not under any contracts. I'm independent, which is beauty. But my thing about it, at the price we're charging, which I would hope you would call me instead, we are under half of what our competitors with the same equipment and the same work would do, and plus we do three times the work extra. Our platform and how we record is not even similar to other studios. It's designed to actually help you gain 45% of time on your session instead of losing it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Plus we give you a 15-minute, and plus we give you a 15-minute overhead to start early, the way we have your records loaded early and tracked in. So it's more of like this. When you look out for someone, there's two things that's going to happen. And you know what they are. They're going to go, yo, that's what's up. I appreciate it. They're going to be like, yo, that's what's good. I'm out. Holla at you. Don't try to help me with enough. Burn a bridge. Guess what? You might be looking at a deal in a little bit, and I might happen to know the dude who's putting the deal in your pocket. And I'll be like, you know what? At the same time, I'm not the type of person that would seek that type of revenge on anybody. But at the same time, plenty of people in the industry be like, oh, word, I remember that. Guess what? You ain't got a job, homie. Get rocked.
Yeah, there's a lot of times I had them moments. I'd be like, oh, it's like having the Thor hammer. You know, you can slam that mug and make lightning come at any moment, but you'd be like, oh,
exactly.
It's not worth it.
You got to treat people well. You got to treat people well. You got to treat it like a business. And that's the biggest problem of the artist and where they're getting this missed. Now, here's the thing. It is a business. So that means it's not a hobby. A lot of people get caught up in thinking that they're really loving the art and they're really loving having a passion to do it for business. No, the truth is they're in love with being in love with the fact of being in love doing it. There's a difference. If you've been in the same place for 10 years, you've been rocking the same stage for 10 years and you ain't never left, oh, you in love with dreaming. Now, if you've been rocking this for 10 years and you've been through different states, you're making a little money off those shows, you're finding ways to jump in events, you're finding ways to get promotions, you're trying to find a way to get sponsors, or you might even be able to support yourself off what you're doing. You're not dreaming. You went out to go get it. A lot of cats are thinking that it's just going to fall in their lap, and it's not going to happen that way. The days and the time of people spitting a hot bar, a hot line, man, that was 2 decades ago. That's out of here. You can't do that. It's not happening. Things are different. You got to go out there and really do it.
That's right.
And I might have to piggyback out there because, you know, that's what me, like, with the radio show, with the social network. Like, a lot of people don't realize, okay, if you do something, if you don't necessarily make money from that directly, it should play a part in you getting money somewhere else. And everything I do, like, that's why people are like, man, you don't be, because I'm making, because this is actually, when people see, oh, man, this dude doing that, people book me and do other stuff and I get paid for. So that's what you got to think about. Like you said, it might not necessarily be, because a lot of times, a lot of people, like, you know, they might be like, oh, I want some graphic designs real quick. Oh, you're an artist too? Okay. Now they want to pay. Now they pay for the graphic design stuff, but they also want to support you as an artist. So you're getting paid. You're kind of getting paid from doing what you love doing too, but you're getting paid. But you still find a way, a segue to get paid from it.
My point exactly. If you want something bad enough, you'll find a way to get it. I don't care if you're a tiger in a cage and they put a 2-foot chain on you, and there's a stake outside. If you want that steak bad enough, you'll get it. You'll figure it out. Nah, I might not be able to get the cuff this way. Nah, I might not be able to knock the top of the lid off. Hey, maybe I can knock this cage over. Maybe one of the bars will bend open. I'm going to find a way to get that steak if that steak is what I'm after. A lot of people will give up after just glancing at it. Like, well, you know what? This steak look kind of foul, dog. I don't know if I can get through these balls. Nah, man, you got to find a way to do it. You know what I'm saying? And my story goes long on what Man, let me tell you something. Let me show you the easiest way to break down the business and to be an artist, and I can make the simplest analogy ever. And it's the best one. I like this one because it really polishes the spot without having to go too deep into it. Think of a business, your business, not just a person who likes to make noise and make music and say, yo, look at my homeboy, look what he's doing. Nah, your business. So think of it as the restaurant. Now watch this. And I use this a lot, and I'm going to use it again because I think it's great. You got restaurant A and restaurant B. Okay, your business. So, now, a lot of artists, I'll say B's, the people that like to take the shortcuts and they say they're going to do it, and, you know, they don't really want to put too much into it. Restaurant A took the time to really do it the right way so they can jump over the competition in less time because they did it right. How they got their clientele or their fan base is what we'll say. Restaurant B, man, so, hey, it's not all about restaurant B. They came to restaurant B, and all of a sudden they bit into the food, and dude was like, yo, this is horrible. Yo, did you taste that steak? It tastes like cardboard. You know what I'm saying? Smell like straight foot. And guess what? When they leave that restaurant, they're going to have a bad taste in their mouth, literally. And they're going to spray. They're going to be like, yo, don't go over there. Don't go eat over there. It is horrible. Stank feet steak. That's what they got. I'm not messing with that. You know what I'm saying? Turn over the studio to go to restaurant A. Restaurant A took the time to marinate the sauces. The bread tasting like straight hot butter. You know what I'm saying? They got the nice sweet tea. And they're taking their time and making it taste great. So what happens? Everybody goes to restaurant A. Yo, it's banging. The chicken is dope. The steak is great. Oh, man, I'm going back. What happens? They leave restaurant A and they spread the word. More people come back. Now, all of a sudden, restaurant A is the place to be on the weekend. Restaurant B closed up. And nothing different with the artist. It's a business. It's professionalism. You got to get it done right. Get in a professional. Do the home studio. Practice your work. But when it's time to really do it, get into a professional studio, get it done right. Why? Because the radio stations are not going to play your record if it sounds like it was two monkeys fighting in a tin can. I'm sorry. If it sounds bad, they're not going to waste their jobs on you. Stop dreaming. Do it right. If you do it right the first time, you wouldn't be wandering around nobody messing with your CD. If it sounds clear, it sounds professional, sounds presentable, people will take to it and really hear what you're trying to do. So back to the restaurant scenario, you're a business, you're an artist who is making this a career. You're doing it right. So when you get your records done right, you promote yourself correctly by the helps of people like JDS Certified, who's definitely launching people. That's a little plug, sorry. You get out there properly. People see you. This company can put you all through across the board, social media-wise. Nothing's touching that. But guess what? What they put out there to the people was that incredible recipe, that incredible artist who did it right. The people are tasting the food that the artist put out there and loving it. And what are they doing about the artist? They're spreading the word. It's that simple. It's a business. Then you're spreading the word. Now that artists have opportunities to find and make money off of downloads, make money off of YouTubes, find ways to make money off of shows, find a way to travel. When I was recording Travis Porter, let me be honest with you, them dudes were hilarious, first of all, especially the tall dude. He's hilarious. Anyway, right before all the way turned up, I was recording them cats. You know what they came to my studio in? A 1994 old-school Ford van. And was chilling.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But guess what? As soon as we got done with our session, dapped him up, talked to my man DJ Issa, dapped him up, these dudes went to the next city, banged out a show, next city, banged out a show, next city. I called my boy Issa, and I said, yo, man, where they get at? Oh, man, they all the way in Detroit, man. What the? Man, he was just over here 2 days ago in North Carolina, man. For real? They weren't playing. They saw something back at the tiger and trying to get the steak. He stuck in a cage. That tiger didn't let anything stop him from getting that steak. So basically, do it right the first time, Be professional. Get the record done correctly. And what you need to do, just like these independent artists, that's a great example, Macklemore. Jesus. Woo! That dude doesn't even need the industry. Are you serious? They can't even offer him and Ryan Lewis enough. And it's killing their execs. You can't do nothing about that. You know, all the independent guys who were underground are now surfacing, and I don't have to go through the list because there's a lot. But they did it
right.
Independently.
Yeah, I was
they went out there, put the work in.
Actually signed, because I was like, man, you were doing great by yourself.
Well, sometimes they throw it off, and you may not be able to refuse, my man. You never know. You don't know what it was. It could have been extra stuff on the plate, you know. But you know, that's pretty much it. You know, did it done right, and even those people like Macklemore and the guys on the way come up, they had to get the services from people like and companies like JDS Certified. Somebody had to go out and put it out there. Then they had to have PR work. You got to get people who know what they're doing to help you. You know, your homeboy and everybody who don't know a lick about the game or the industry, that's cool, man, but you're going to have to step up and deal with people that do this for a living that help you get where you need to be, because that's what they're trained to do. You know what I'm saying? It's a teamwork effort.
Or have those people trained by professionals. A lot of people don't think about that either. Have them trained by professionals. That way you still want to support your homeboy. Make sure he trains.
Yeah, like, don't just get out there and ruin their career. Don't get out there and ruin their career. Your mama stepping in. Don't. He ain't getting on stage. I don't want him on stage. Look at what you're doing. You don't need that. You don't need that. What they do to that? You know what I'm saying? So people, family members don't know what they're doing. Instead of educating themselves, like you said, getting help or trained to understand, they end up killing somebody's career. You know, so there's all kinds
of some of these people be tripping. They be like,
ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, that's funny. I didn't expect that one. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I figured I'd throw you off for a
second. Yeah, I'm over here throwing off. I'm looking around, man. Somebody slapped me or something. Man, that was like a hard right coming from the left. Like, what? All we was wishing was one of those punch battles.
They just don't care. They just think that they want her to be on one system parking. That's it. They don't think about where they're going.
You got to have a plan, dude. You got to make yourself a plan. Just you got to sit down and take out that notepad and create a plan. It all starts with drawing a circle, and that circle, that big circle at the top of the page, put in there my goal. And think about it. Your goal should not be just to get a luxury car. Stop. Your goal, no, your real goal. And from that circle, draw out lines and other circles, subcategories of how to keep getting to each goal until you get to the bottom to where you are now. And you work on each one of those goals and scratch off each circle until you keep working your way up. You got to make a plan to do it. It's just not, you know what I'm saying? You got to understand what you're doing. Study what's going on. You got Google. What you don't know about the game, Google it. It's free. Hey, simple, you know?
All right, so most definitely what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick song break. You come up from this quick song break, we're going to, because I know you got a top 10 for you coming up, top 10. And we come back, you think you're going to get 10 on the mound because, you know, she does it so well, so I'm about to let her grill you.
All right.
Be back. This is Michael Ray and Love Affair. We'll be back.
See, I'm chilling at the mall trying to burn a little time. Walk around and see a lady that just blew my mind. 5'5", nice caramel complexion, long hair, model walk, looking something like perfection. Just approach a chick, but I don't wanna have to take the time to reminisce. I'm never talking to her, cause I was a timid dude. Time for this young MC to bust a move.
Don't come to the end, see you on that one side. What started as a route. Like a receiver, intentions to bag the diva. Oh man, she's staring at me, so now I gotta speak. How would you? I just had to let you know that I really like your style and I can't keep it on the low. And I was hoping I could see you outside of this mall. She put a number in my drawer to say, give me a call.
The direction that it went in, rather.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know which one of the affiliates are listening, so I'm never going to say nothing negative because I like my job. positive-wise, here's the thing. Music keeps changing, and it's hard to put a that in a lane to say what's better now or then, because it keeps changing. That would be completely, you know, opinionated, of course. But the thing about it, like such as myself, I like everything, so I can't even say what's better back in the day or now, because I even listen to classical music, country, hip hop, R&B, pop. Pop, R&B, listen to everything. So, to me, I've looked at it as one simple scenario. Either it's good music or it's not working. I can't say what's better back in the day and now. Because I got records I could play from back in the day, and I got records I could play right now, and I'm like, all right, that's what's good. You know what I'm saying? So, I really can't say that I like either one better.
I'm going to be tough on you on that one. I'm just digging a little deeper on you as far as what about the techniques, Mary Moore. So, you know, what is it like, what are some things you've noticed that may not even be negative per se, but,
right.
You know, what is like some techniques you've noticed have impacted the industry, you know, over today versus back in the day?
Techniques they're doing now versus back in the day?
Yep.
Right. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that? Because I would have a million answers for you on that one.
Okay, as far as let's go as far as let me think really close on this one. Like some of the equipment that they have that you had you know more so.
Let me get it. I'll be honest with you. Because I'm such a super nerd, and I'm the dude who literally opens up the equipment and can tell you what's in it, back in the days, all my equipment is half of it's vintage and the most of it is older units. Because to be honest with you, the newer units, I hate to put it out there, and I don't want to – you guys are going to get me in trouble because I'm trying to get a sponsor too. So, but I'll say it like this.
You are too sneaky.
Without me losing a spot somewhere, I'm going to say I favor the older equipment. However, technology does make things a lot easier and quicker. But when I was a kid, you're talking about a little dude who's barely walking around and helping somebody with reel-to-reel tapes. I'm not that old. Don't go there. I just said when I was a little kid. You know what I'm saying? But
he said he ain't older than motorcycle. Don't try to play him.
Technology-wise, I think because they made things so much easier, you're getting less quality. I'm going to leave it there. You know, I'm going to say at an average, I'm going to leave it there. Y'all trying to get me fired.
All right,
now, can you imagine that, dude? The next day, because I was on the desk, they were like, you're going to have to go ahead and cancel out that last request, Mr. Parker. We're going to go ahead and cancel your time. It was nice knowing you, okay? All right, don't do good. Gotcha.
You know, I don't want to get a call from that guy.
I think that was a safe answer. I think it was very safe. It was,
well, see, here's
like,
the thing
was,
in media.
It was real, but it wasn't like...
But
well,
here's the thing in media, you got to watch what you say because people will take anything and everything and shoot it against you. So I'm very cautious about what I say. You know, when talking about myself, I take the gloves off. I'll say whatever about myself. It's hilarious. You know what I'm saying? But I know I watch what I say. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I'm a rock with you, though. What's the next one? Hit me up.
Hit him, sir. Oh, well, Terry.
Uh-oh.
I'm here. Sorry about that. What is your biggest motivation?
My biggest what?
Your biggest, like, what makes you stay motivated? What is your motivation for doing what you do?
My two kids. My family, period. My family means the world to me.
I'm going to say God and my family. And trust me, because there's times where I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do all this. But I find a way to make it happen. When those two little beanheads come in here, daddy, hey, I want to make a record. You know, and they're like, you're the best daddy in the world. Stuff like that, man. That'll make you do eight cartwheels. That'll make you do eight backflips up a hill. You know what I'm saying? And that's not even physically possible. Why are you singing? Why are you singing Mary Lou? That's not even possible. But when you have, you know, two little different life forces that you're like, oh my God, they can really do their own. I did that, you know, with help, of course. from my lady. I'm going to holler at him when he get back. But,
you're right.
No, man, family.
Okay. Now, how do you separate your business life from your personal life?
How do I?
Yes.
Wow, that's a tough one. Honestly, it's not really a great separation. And to be honest with you, I'm not going to lie to anybody. And, you know, she'll even tell you, it's rough. There's really no separation because you just can't win. I mean, a lot of times I'll be in the studio. Sometimes I might have to be here for like a couple of days. And then, you know, and then you got your, you know, my little ones call me and trying to get me to come, you know, do this, that. And you're like, ooh, ouch. But you're getting a lot of jobs done in the studio. You're knocking stuff out, you know. But then when you flip it the other way, you're spending all the time with your family and you're out of the studio zone. Because when you're in that zone, it's tunnel vision. You're just going. You're going. You're going. You're going. You're not thinking about nothing else, really. It's tunnel vision. And when you finally get out of that zone, then you try to be family dude. And family dude starts kicking in. Then it's hard to go, you know. So there's not really a separation. It's all about how do you deal with it, you know, because they clash all the time, you know. It's like two
different things,
you know. So it's very difficult, and it does break a lot of families up, and it can, and it's very strong to do it. It's about having faith in yourself, and if you believe in something, I believe in the Lord, that's my thing, you know. So you believe in yourself, and you have faith in whoever you look up to is a religion, then, you know, that's a big part of that. That's what really keeps families together. So that's my answer.
Okay.
We are family. Hey, yo.
Okay, okay. Now, where would you like to see yourself and your family within the next 2 years?
In the next 2 years?
In the next 2 years, where do you see yourself?
Well, in the next 2 years, I see myself building. You're making me tell my secrets. Jump over this phone, man. Anyway, here we go. I'll give you a little something on that. I see myself.
Oh, give him the finger music on this one.
No, I know the answer is, I didn't want people to know it yet, but that's what that was, right to the jaw. But no, seriously, I see myself being an overseer, not a doer. Like, there's a difference. An overseer is the one that puts together the situation. They grow the situations. They make it. They say, look, I want this to happen. I want that to happen. I want this to happen. And then they have a team or teams that make it happen. You oversee it, you move on to the next project. So basically, I want to be able to say, without telling you directly what I'm going to do, the concept is being an overseer. I want to be able to direct, and I also want to give people jobs who really deserve a chance. I can oversee the situation. I go out, run the companies, shake some hands, bring back the food, you know,
okay,
in a couple of different races. Yeah, a couple of situations as far as business, you know. So, overseer. Well,
Okay. That's a nice answer.
All right, now we're going to the top 10. We'll know the top 10, man. Top 10 things if you're an artist, and as far as getting that industry standard sound and recording quality that they want to hear to order to get on these radio placements and whatnot, what would you recommend those 10 things would be?
Now, when you say 10 things, you mean 10 things within talking about sound or 10 things starting with the sound all the way, like, kind of toward getting them out of here to the radio, like they're ready to blow up?
Yeah, like a quick summarized 10-step process.
Okay.
Like an assembly line.
There we go. It might be out of order, but, hey, I got 10 listed. All right. So, first of all, I'm going to tell the person, number one, practice makes perfect. Practice your art. Practice your craft. Get good. Stop just saying you are and be good. Number two, I'm going to say, matter of fact, we're going to go 2, 3, and 4. Record professionally and take your time. That's number two. A lot of people make the mistake of trying to get like a million records done and it's not quality because you rush through it. You record, start off with like anywhere from 2 to 5 songs that you took time to make, because one of those songs, well, if you think about what you're doing, could it be the classic material to change your life? It only takes one record to change your life. Number three,
yep.
Mix the record properly. Take the record you recorded home. You don't have to do it all in one session if you don't want to. Make sure it's good when you get home, so when you come back for a mixing session, you know exactly what you need to tell the engineer to do to make it perfected to the point of that's the portrait you saw painted in your brain coming out. And then number four, you need to get it finalized with a code. Well, basically mastered. Mastering is when it's ready to be put on, ready to get up out of here, ready for media, ready for radio play, give it that good radio sound, ready to put it on a CD, ready for TV. So it's mastered. And when you get it mastered, you can get an IRC code, which is pretty much how they track everything. So, number five, get registered. Yo, you need to get registered, because if you make a record, how are you going to get paid? Who the heck gets paid? I'm saying, yo, I made that record. Hot, ain't it? Yeah, and you ain't got no money. Stop. Get registered. ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, choose one. I'm not going to tell you which one to choose because everything is different, but that's how they can keep up with what you're doing. It goes through a system, and that's how they can keep up with getting you some type of royalties. All right. Number six, man, I can't write. That's not supposed to be one of the lines. Sorry. Wow, that's terrible. Copyrights. And really, it should have been before that, honestly, but somewhere in the area. Copyright. Get your material copyright. Get the copyrights, man. You know how many people take your records and your material every day? I can tell you lots of people that have had their music taken. Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna say who did it, when they did it, and why they did it. But years ago, I got taken a couple times. It happens. People are hungry. They're trying to eat every day, especially people already in the game. There's a lot of people, if you leave yourself wide open, somebody's gonna take a shot at you. All right? Don't think it won't happen. Copyright your stuff. All right, number seven, hit up promotions, promoters. Find a way to get yourself promoted on the outside, footwork, get it done. Talk to people who can help you get your stuff blasted, who know about you. For example, the show here, you know, this is like promotion. This is also promotion for the actual host, promotion for the guest on the show. People are listening. So this is pretty much exactly one of the sorry, man. Jesus, I'm getting dried up over here. I need some water. Good gosh. Dutch Spot Radio. See, that's one. That's already within what I'm talking about. Okay, number eight, have your business plan ready. Make your plans. Remember I was telling you about the goal sheet? The goal sheet. There you go. Start the goals and minimize it all the way out to where you can get started to where you are currently. Act on those goals every single day. Everyone should be different, and every time you get to another goal, you'll be able to succeed and step up the ladder. So you're not staying in the same place, rocking a microphone and being at open mics for the last 20 years. Stop. Just keep it 100. Okay, 9. You're out there doing what you do. You need to, just like any other business, study your business and competition. You, to be able to be successful, you got to see what other people are doing. Don't take their stuff. See why people made it to the top. Go see or listen or basically process what made this record hot. Okay, why is this artist hot? What did they respond to? Because you got to think at the end of the day, whether they have millions or you just getting started, that's still your competition. You got to, you know. So number 10, always be prepared. You know what I'm saying? You never know who you're going to be in front of. You never know what somebody's going to call and do something. And you never know who you're going to meet. You know what I'm saying? So those are the 10 I came up with, and I'm pretty sure I could have went a million more, but 10 sounds great.
10. Well, man, I definitely appreciate you for coming through and definitely sharing.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
You just a little bit of your story because, you know, we got to make them buy the rest of the story. So, yes, they got to come buy the rest of the story from you, man. But, man, okay, you got to tell me this. You got to buy some of the story, man, because you get everything. It's like Sam's Club.
So,
you go to Sam's, you give them a little sample, and then they love that sample. Like, oh, my God, this is so good. I think I might buy the rest of it. That's how you doing.
Oh, well, I can do this. If I may, I need to make some mentionings right now, if that's even a phrase, really. I need to mention some names, some affiliates that's actually helping me and one of the sponsors that sponsored me. First of all, once again, JDSCertified.com. Need to go check that out. The ebook is free. You can download half the stuff I'm talking about, or way more is in that ebook. JDSCertified.com. And then I definitely want to give a shout out to a mention to Wealth Nation, which is Robert Terrell and Jamie O. And these guys are industry vets. These guys, I basically have the broker company that pretty much can find someone a situation. You got numbers, you're doing very well for independent artists, you're making that noise, grabbing that fan base. These guys literally go out and make it happen. Robert's nickname is the deal maker, literally. From major deals, distro deals, to mainstream, it is what it is. And I want to also say my soon-to-be, well, sponsor me now, Tent World franchise. You guys should go around U.S., but we're going to talk about the one on Charlotte, North Carolina, South Boulevard, Tent World, owner Daniel Appas. Also one in Greensboro off of Wendover Avenue. Check that out. They do more than tent. Body, rims, tires, polish, detail. Ah, let me get it. Anyway, I had to throw that out. 704-336-9118 at Maximus Music is Twitter and Instagram. Facebook is at facebook.com/Maximus Music. DM. Then there's facebook.com/Maximus Music Studio. And on the record, Maximus Music Records is the main website, and you can check out and listen to records done here and also beats from the Max Arsenal's production team. Gosh, I'm out of breath. Sorry. We do a lot, and that's the sad thing. I had to cut that off because I could have kept going.
And I'm following you. I'm actually following you from the meanest of accounts I have right now. All right. Well, man, again, I do appreciate you for coming through. I want to definitely give a shout out to my girl, Catherine Waddle. Man, big ups to her. You know, she's the one that She told me, yeah, you got to check out this. Check out this guy. You definitely want him to come to the show.
Yeah, me and her was chilling. We were talking today, man. It's good people. She stopped by the studio today, man. Stopped by the still.
Man, that's how we do it, man. You know, she hit me up. She was like, okay, is this? Okay, bam, let's do it. Bam. Show like that. That's how we do it. We don't waste no time over here. People serious. We're going to be just as serious as they are. So that's how we do it up, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as we roll on out, Karen, if they miss any parts of the show, how can they check it out?
Okay, you guys can check out the show on the iTunes app, and that is free. Also, the TuneIn app on dustspot.com and also on blogtalkradio.com/SetDay.
There you go. All right, y'all, man. That was in today's show, man. Definitely, y'all again, let's just say, if y'all missed any parts of the show, you have millions of ways to listen back to it. So definitely, it's definitely some good information. You definitely got in the show. You even got some background information on him. Some of you might get to say you might not have known about him. So definitely, you know, cherish it. And, you know, tomorrow, Dust Fire Radio Network, tomorrow's shows, you got On the Fly. You got, you know, we have to do it every Thursday. We bring you two shows on Thursdays. So On the Fly comes on at its regular time. And then an hour later, we're going to be, you know, we have Real Spill Radio. So you got to definitely check out all those shows. So many, you get so many different views on each show, craziness, everything. So just check them out. Again, I appreciate you, man, for coming through. And just appreciate the support.
Yes,
you know,
yes, man.
Yeah.
I went to that website while we were on the show. Yeah, this is legit right here.
Yeah. You know what the messed up thing is? They added something to the site. They didn't swap it out.
So, yeah. All right. Yeah, we rolled on that, man. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, whatever, Jay. Oh, there's a
T.
Oh, all right.
Oh, there's a Maximus Music. Oh, well, there's you. There is a way. Y'all tuned in to an episode of Life at the Dust Five. Your boy Dust Five. Day. And your girl.
Your girl, Tara Lamonske.
And our special guest, Maximus Music. We out, y'all.
Yes.
See you later, alligator.
We up, y'all.